Hi, friends. It's Kimberly. Real quick, I just had to let you in on some exciting news. I have just dropped a free live video series training just for you. I cannot wait until you go through this training because I know it's going to massively change the approach to your new business. Now, again, you may just be in the idea stage, or maybe you're starting, maybe you're already in the growth stage. Whatever you're doing, it is never too late to lay a foundation that will set you up for success. Now, all of you want fulfilling and impactful businesses, right? I know you do. You're values driven, you're purpose driven, you're all those things, and you want this business to be successful. But how do you do that? You do it by first creating a foundation of who you truly are, of your gifts, your personality, your values, and all of that. And I have found that many of you have never actually laid this out. Like, you kind of know, like, I'm an introvert, or I'm an Enneagram this, or, you know, you take the quizzes and you do all the stuff, but you don't really identify what your entrepreneurial gifts are, if I can even say the word, entrepreneurial gifts, okay? A lot of you do not know them. Now is the time to map these out and learn the five crucial ways to incorporate those gifts into your business, okay? So all you have to do, there's a link below, click it. It will take you over to my website, enter your email. You will get an email right back with the printables and day one of the training. Okay. And there's 3 days to it. Take time out of your day to do this. It will literally change your approach. I had someone say in my training that it was life changing. Okay. It's that important. Do it now. I can't wait. I can't wait to see how exhilarated and excited you will be about your business, because you will know now that you actually hold the key to success in building your fulfilling and impactful business. So get your hands on it now, and then get your eyes and ears on it at KimberlyBrock.com/gifts, or again, click the link below.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 201, and I am so glad that you're here today, because we are talking about the three reasons why your marketing isn't working. If you're a new business owner, you need to listen up. I'm telling you, marketing is the key to growing your business. And a lot of you tell me you struggle with this and you're like, I've got to grow my business, but I'm not really good at marketing myself. Today, we're going to talk about those three reasons and help you so you can get clarity on how to move forward effectively. If you are new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you found this podcast. Each week, I provide valuable tips and strategies for taking what you know and love and turning it into a business so that you can have a career that's impactful and fulfilling. I'm so excited you're here. There's a few ways that you can get plugged in right now if you're new, okay? Because there's no reason you should go about this alone. First of all, I have a Facebook group called Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love. Make sure you scroll down in the show notes right now. Click the link to go to the Facebook group, okay? And the reason why, first of all, you want to be on this Facebook group is because you want to be able to have a place that you can ask other new business owners those questions that you think are silly, and you can get help or feedback on what you're doing. You need to have a place where you can get plugged in. So anyways, when you click the link to go over there, it's going to ask you three quick questions. You're going to answer those, and then you'll be in a little bit of a holding pattern until I approve you, which will be very soon. You will get in the group, and now you'll have a place to commiserate with all new business owners too. Also, too, if you're new and you're trying to start your business, I've got a 16-step checklist that'll help you so you can get everything going. And if you're that person that's here and you're like, you know what? I don't even know what type of business I want to start. I just want to start one. I don't know what type I'm meant to start that would actually work for me, that would be fulfilling for me. Then make sure you check out my Ikigai guide. It's a 5-page guide. It's free. People tell me they absolutely love it because it really helps you dig deep into yourself so you can understand you better and figure out a business that will fit you. So if you've been listening a while, I want to thank you to all my loyal listeners. Y'all are just such wonderful humans. You're so sweet. I get so many thank yous and appreciation, text, posts, DMs, everything for this podcast. And I just want to thank you so much for being so grateful and tell you how honored I am to be alongside you on this journey where you are building a fulfilling career doing what you love. I'm just so excited for you. So anyways, thank you all to my loyal listeners. Okay, on to the episode. Well, hello, everyone. How are you? How is it going? I need to know the updates on your business. You all know that I get super excited hearing about all your stuff, everything you're doing, your growth and all that. So make sure you are posting in our Women Starting Businesses Facebook group, because that's how I get updated. Y'all, that is how I keep updated with those of you that aren't in my paid programs. This is how I see what's happening. And I'm genuinely excited for you and so happy. So I'm glad you're here today, because I think today's topic is super important. There are so many of you that tell me that you are struggling with marketing. This is like the biggest struggle. I'm not even kidding. Y'all all tell me this. You say things like this: I'm not good at marketing. I don't know how to promote myself without being like weird or awkward or salesy. You're like, I just don't even know how to sell. Y'all tell me this stuff and I'm only giggling because that's me too. And it's so good to know that other people are suffering the same problems. Isn't that sad? We like it when we know that other people are suffering the same problems. It's like misery loves company, right? You know, when you're stuck in a long line and you're like, I'm miserable. This is horrible. What am I doing? I was even on a walk this morning and I'm like, this is hot. What am I doing out here? And I'm like telling the other neighbors that as they walk by, I'm like, we like to know that other people are miserable like us. And then all of a sudden it's better. It's not so miserable, right? So I hope today's episode makes you feel better that if you are miserable in your marketing, like if you are just having a hard time, then you're not alone. This is super common. I see it all the time with my new business owners. And in fact, true story, when I started this business in this podcast, I had set out to help women start their businesses. Like that was my mission. I'm like, I'm going to help you start, because so many of you are just like not feeling confident in yourself. You don't know if what you love is actually worthy of a business that you can make money doing it. You're scared of putting yourself out there. You're like, oh my gosh, people are going to think I'm weird. Why am I starting a business? I used to be a teacher or a nurse or something else. And I wanted you to get over yourself. And I wanted you to realize that you can do it and it's okay. And not everyone's going to love your stuff, and who cares, because you're building a career that's fulfilling to you and you're making the difference that you know you're capable of making. So that was my mission when I started this, okay? Y'all, it has evolved to not only helping people start their businesses, but to get them growing. And I didn't know this when I set out to do this business 3.5 years ago. I didn't know that it was going to be also a big focus on growth and how to get people confident in marketing themselves so that they'll put themselves out there and all their marketing works and they start generating consistent sales. And what happened was, in coaching and then in my starting, you know, a business programs, like I have the Just Start program, now I've got the Just Getting Started group, I'm seeing that marketing is the toughest part. And so that is why I started Grow Getters. And some of you are new here going, what is she talking about, Grow Getters? It's my program to help you create an authentic and fun marketing plan so you can grow your business, because I saw the need for so many people struggling with marketing. Now, marketing is hard. I've always thought it's hard, but true story too, I have a marketing degree and I was in sales. And so I think some of this may have come easier to me than some of you who have never been in business. You didn't get a marketing degree. You have no idea how to sell something, and that's okay. Today, we're going to talk about why you're struggling with the marketing and help you kind of hone in on this, okay? So let's start with the first reason why your marketing is not working. Number one, it's because you're new to business. And it's what I just said about a lot of my Grow Getters and people that are in my programs, is that they're new to business. They don't know how to run a business. They don't know what all you need to set up and do and the strategies you need to put in place. But when it comes to marketing, here's a fact. This is a fact that most new business owners are not great marketers. Out of the gate, you all are not great marketers. I wasn't either when I started my businesses, but I learned over time. I used the skills that I had learned from college and from working in sales, right? And I was able to quickly turn it into like a marketing system that worked for me, okay? And that felt natural to me. So I never had to be weird and awkward and salesy and pushy and all those things we don't want, right? A lot of you have no idea what this takes. And that's okay. Give yourself some grace that you are new to business and you are new to marketing. And this is a whole new world and you are learning a skill. Marketing is a skill that has to be learned. It has to be practiced. It has to be evaluated. And then you master it. And again, in my program, Grow Getters, this is what I help people do. Okay. We come up with a plan, we execute it, we evaluate it, and we rinse and repeat and keep doing this so that you all become a master at marketing your business. You're confident, you're good at it, it's working, it's a repeatable, reliable system. But for those of you that are here and you're like, I'm new to business, I don't even get this, give yourself some grace today. You are new to business, you are new to marketing. You can't just learn a skill right away. It's like me, if I wanted to take up, I'm trying to think of a skill, Taekwondo. Okay, I've never taken any kind of karate, self-defense. I've never done any of that. I could not expect to start doing karate, like walk around my house and say, I want to be a karate master. What do you call yourselves when you're like a karate? See, this is how much I don't know. I don't even know what you're called when you're like a master at karate. But if I just walked around and said, oh my gosh, I'm starting karate and I'm watching some videos, but now like, how do I actually get good at this? Y'all, I would not be good in a week. I would not even be that good in probably 6 months. It would take some time, right? And it's just like with your business, give yourself some grace that you're new to business, you're new to marketing, you don't know what the heck you're doing, you don't know how to sell, you don't know these things. It's okay. It's okay. You're going to learn. But I just want to tell you that number one, that's the reason why your marketing isn't working, because you don't know exactly how to market. It's a learned skill you haven't learned yet. Okay. Number two, the reason why your marketing isn't working is because many of you aren't actually marketing. Who knew? You weren't actually marketing. Some of you are frozen with fear of marketing and you haven't done anything. Okay, so that's what I found. A lot of you new business owners, you work really hard to get your business open. You get the courage, you gather the money, you learn from people like me, you get your business open. It's so scary. And you're like, I have my product or service ready. I'm ready. I open it and you get those first sales. Yay, it's so exciting. And then things slow and you realize, oh my gosh, sales don't just keep coming in on their own. Like I'm going to have to be proactive and do this and actually attract people and like turn them into buyers. How do I do this? But some of you are frozen in fear and it's understandable. You're frozen and you just like, I don't even know where to start with this. Like, what do I do without being a weirdo? How do I put myself out there without being salesy and pushy and embarrassing myself, right? Okay, so that's why some of you aren't actually marketing. Some of you are showing up for what you think is marketing, okay? You think it's marketing and you realize like, it's not working. It's not, what am I doing? But you're not actually marketing. Some of you are on like social or maybe you're telling people and you're trying to tell them, but you feel weird and you don't have the right words to say. And so you end up posting like random stuff or saying jumbly things that aren't clear to people. And it's not marketing. I don't know what it is. It's just not marketing. It's just you like trying to get your thoughts together. Okay. And I commend you. If you are doing that, I commend you because I know that you're trying and I know that it's so hard to get used to putting yourself out there and talking succinctly about your business and not coming off like a weirdo. Okay. I know that. I know that. I also know that some of you are not actually marketing because you have seen tactics out there online or what people do in stores or what people say that are just not appealing to you. And that's a nice way of putting it. You're like, what was that? That was so pushy. That was so overbearing. I mean, I remember when we went on a cruise a while back and we got off in like Mexico, I think it was, or was it Jamaica? And the salespeople just start coming and they swarm you and they're like yelling in your face and they're telling you, oh, at the airports. It's at like the Cancun airport. I don't know if it's is it the Cancun airport? I remember flying into Cancun, and they will be all over you trying to get you to take their car service or their taxi cab or their tours. And it's so overwhelming and so annoying. I'm sorry. It's annoying when they do that, right? And you see that. And so in your mind, as a new business owner and a new marketer, you're thinking, is this what sales is? Is this what marketing is? If it is, I don't want to do it. You're frozen. You're frozen. This is just too much. And even online, y'all, when you start searching for online businesses and you look up maybe stuff for marketing or starting your business and all that stuff, you do it. And you start getting bombarded with ads and things that are feeling pushy and icky and salesy. And you're looking at it and you're like, I never want to be that. So a lot of you get frozen and you don't market at all, or you try, but it's like this jumbly mess. Okay. And so it's not really marketing. So you're not really marketing at all. Let's just face it. It's not really marketing. I don't know what it is, but it's not marketing. Okay. So give yourself some grace on that. That there's a lot of stuff coming at you that you can't help and that you've experienced as a consumer that have turned you off for marketing and sales tactics and all this stuff. So understand that this has happened in your life, and even more recently, because you're probably taking notice, because now you're developing into a successful business owner and you're trying to be good at marketing. You want to figure out a way to share your business, but a lot of it feels icky. Right? It's just icky, and you never ever want to come off like that, right? So that's why your marketing isn't working, because you're frozen and you're not actually doing marketing. Okay, so let's review before we get to the third one. Number one, the number one reason why your marketing isn't working is because you're new to business and marketing is a learned skill. It's going to have to take time. It's kind of like a bad hangover. Do y'all know a bad hangover? Like, nothing cures it, and it just takes time to make it go away. We've all had that, whether you drink regularly or not. I bet in your life one time you drank too much. Okay, number two, the second reason why your marketing isn't working is because you're frozen and you're not actually marketing, or you're doing what you think is marketing. It's not really marketing. Okay. And number three, it's because you didn't actually create a marketing plan. I mean, people, you never created a marketing plan. You're like, I'm not good at marketing. I don't know how to market. My marketing isn't working. Oh, and then here's me coming up to you. Hi. So why don't you tell me what your marketing plan is? Can we look at it? Let's review it and see what's not working. And we'll sit down. This happens. Y'all, this happens in coaching calls. And the lovely, precious, wonderful, beautiful, driven business owner on the other side of my call goes, I don't really have a marketing plan. I was thinking maybe like posting on social on Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays. And that's the marketing plan. People, I love you, but listen to me. That is not a marketing plan. And maybe you didn't realize it. Maybe you honestly thought that like that was the marketing plan. And it's okay. I'm not being mean at all. I just want to wake you up. I just want to wake you up so you see that you actually have to have a marketing plan. Now, the reason why some of you don't have a marketing plan is A, you don't even know what a marketing plan looks like. Like, let's just face it. Who knows what a marketing plan looks like? Like, have you ever really seen one? Okay, it's okay. Like, we don't know. You know, it's like some elusive insect or bug or animal. Like, we've never seen one. We don't know what that looks like. I keep seeing these videos on TV of like these fish and even these like creatures way down under the sea. And if you told me the name of it, I'd be like, I don't know what that is. I've never seen it. Okay. There's so many creatures. I know I'm digressing here, but it just makes me think of that. Like, we've never seen a lot of the creatures at the bottom of the ocean. And it's kind of like a marketing plan. You've never seen it. Okay. It's elusive. You don't actually know what it is. It's okay. It's okay. Okay. Now, some of you don't have a marketing plan because you think, like that example I gave a minute ago, that a marketing plan is like days of the week that you're going to post, or that you're going to show a picture of your kid on one day and then you're going to, you know, maybe try to get on someone's podcast another day. And then you're going to maybe create a YouTube video really quick. And that's your marketing plan. Okay. I applaud you for working on stuff and trying to come up with a plan. I do. I actually, I want to give you a hug because that's amazing. You're actually trying to do something, but that is not really a marketing plan. It's just not a marketing plan. It's ways that you're taking action, which are awesome and stellar. And that's what I'm all about, is you taking action, but it's not actually a marketing plan. Okay. So let's just call a spade a spade. Okay. And the other thing is, a lot of you don't understand the fundamentals of marketing and what it takes to attract your right people and turn them into buyers. I mean, that's a problem. I think in today's world, marketing has gotten jumbled. Is it a Super Bowl commercial or what is it? What is marketing? Is it branding and just your colors? It's a lot of things. It's the words and the way that you share what you offer so that people buy. So it's attractive to people, okay? And I'm sure we could sum it up a lot of different ways, but that's kind of the best way to sort of explain it right now in this episode. But many of you just don't have a marketing plan. That's why the marketing that you think you're doing is not working, because it's not actually part of a cohesive plan. It's kind of like if you said, you know, I really want to get healthy. I need to reduce my blood pressure. And you do these things and you're like, oh, I can take this medication that reduces my blood pressure. And you're like, yes, that's it. What you don't realize is that you're eating loads of salt and you're doing all these things that are terrible for you that are actually causing your blood pressure to rise. But you thought the cure was just one little pill, and it's not. It's part of a cohesive lifestyle change that you would have had to make in order to keep your blood pressure down. This is a bad example. I'm not a physician. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't have high blood pressure, but I was just trying to make up an example, okay? You don't have a marketing plan. Okay, so let's review again, because I want you to look in the mirror today. I really do. I love you. I want you to look in the mirror and say, okay, why is my marketing not working? Here's probably why. Number one, I'm going to give myself some grace today because I'm new to business and I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I'm trying to do this. I just want a career that's fulfilling and impactful. I want to make money doing what I love. I want freedom, and I'm new to this and I'm trying. So give yourself some grace today, okay? It's okay. You're new to this. Number two, what you're doing is not actually marketing. Just realize that. I'm not talking to all of you. Some of you may be amazing already at marketing and I applaud you and that's awesome. But what you're doing is not actually marketing. A, because maybe you're not doing marketing at all. You're frozen by what you've seen and what you've experienced as a consumer and you don't like it. So you don't want to be that. Or B, you know, maybe have seen tactics that you're like looking at other people going, okay, I can't do that. I'm hearing right now as a new business owner that I need to be doing reels and I need to be doing this or that, or I need to start a podcast, or I need to start a YouTube channel, or I need to do this or that. And I'm just not really comfortable doing that. So I'm not going to do anything. Okay. So some of you are not actually marketing because you're doing that, and it's okay. It is icky what we see. I'm bombarded every day with marketing and some of the ads. I'm like, do not show me this ad again. Like, I can't stand how this person is like, you know, pressuring me. It feels icky. And I can't even describe it, but it feels icky. And I don't want to be subjected to marketing like that. I just don't. I don't want to get out of an airplane at a Cancun airport and have 40 people waving papers in my faces and yelling really loudly to get in their cab or get in their car. Like, I don't want that. Okay. And so some of us won't market at all because we're scared of that. And that's okay. Just realize your past has been kind of warping what you think marketing can be, and marketing can actually be super authentic and fun. Okay. And the third reason your marketing is not working is because you don't actually have a plan. You don't have one. You thought you did. You thought posting on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. was your marketing strategy. And it's so much bigger than that. It's like my example with the high blood pressure. It's not just the pill. It's an actual whole lifestyle change. It's a whole plan to help you market your business effectively. And guess what? This is exactly what we do in Grow Getters. If you've been listening today, and maybe you've been listening to other episodes and you're like, yeah, that's me. I don't feel good at marketing. I'm not confident showing up. I don't even know how to show up, and I don't really have a plan. I want you to click the link below right now to see if Grow Getters is open. If not, get on the wait list. I do open periodically, and I may be opening very soon from when this podcast is being dropped live. And sometimes I have secret openings. I want you to jump in because I don't want you to keep going like this. And heaven forbid your sales decrease, and you start getting down on yourself and you wonder if you're actually made for business and you start second guessing everything you've done to build this business. I don't want that to happen. It literally brings tears to my eyes. Excuse me. No, I wasn't crying. I actually had something in my throat, but it actually brings tears to my eyes thinking about the sweetest people in the world like you who courageously do this and get your business open and you put yourself out there and you put your heartfelt, meaningful products and services out into the world. And then you doubt everything and you question everything because you simply didn't realize that it was your marketing. It was your marketing. It was the words that you use. It was how you share your business. It was the whole sales system that you have in place. You didn't have one that felt authentic and fun to you, because I guarantee if you find a way to market your products and services in a way that feels authentic and fun, this will happen for you. Your business will grow. You will get to consistent sales. Okay. I'm living proof. My grow getters are living proof. You can just ask them. Okay. It is so rewarding to see them actually take the time to create a marketing plan that works for them and see the results. So if this is you today, again, make sure you check it out. I'd love to have you in there. I'd love to guide you along this journey as you create your marketing plan and as you implement it and as you evaluate it, so you can make sure that you are giving your business due diligence and getting it growing so you can actually live this dream of yours. I'm so excited you're here. I'm so happy to have you. Hope you all have a wonderful day. Thank you so much. And until next time, bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.